You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to change your preferred music app using Siri in iOS. What am I talking about? Well, this is a new feature, and I'm sure you have noticed this if you have used Siri to implement requests. So let's just say I request a song from Siri. It will typically, normally in the past, has always just opened up Apple Music, and it would only use Apple Music. Well, let's just say I have Spotify. I don't want to use Apple Music. Or I have Pandora, for example, and I want to use that instead. You can do that now. Now, these are preferred apps, and I'll explain a little bit more later. This also works for podcasts, and it works for other things. So if you listen to your podcast, not on Apple Podcasts, but let's just say Overcast or Downcast or Castro, once again, you can request what your preferred method that you want to listen to that particular item. So in this case, for me, when I ask for music, yes, I want to use Apple Music. And if I request for a podcast, I want to use Overcast, not Apple Podcasts. So let me show you how to set that up. And I am also going to show you as a bonus, if you need to change your preferred app, you can do that. And when I change that, I can just do a reset. And once I reset, the next time I'm asking, it's going to ask you which app you prefer to use. So let's just say I've been using Apple Music for a while. Now I want to change it back to Spotify. Now you got to be able to do that. So anyway, let me show you what I'm talking about. So let's go to my phone here. Now, a couple of things are going to happen here. Now, if you ask Siri to play a certain music or a certain band or artist, whatever, have not, it's going to ask you right up, if you haven't already done so, hey, what do you want me to play this on? You can just tell them Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever have not. But I am also going to show you another choice. Don't say anything else at all and just tap the screen. And I'll show you why I'm doing this. So let's implement Siri and ask to play. Oh, here's a really old band I'm sure you never heard of. So let's try this. Play Zymox.
Which app do you want to listen to this on?
So essentially, I tapped the screen. It essentially tells Siri to stop. However, your Siri is still up on the screen. Now, I could have said Apple Music or Spotify. You can go ahead and do so at that time. Now, if you're not sure what you have, let's go to the top of the screen here. I'm going to do a four-finger tap towards the screen.
Siri, heading.
And this is the Siri result page. This is going to show you a list of apps that you can ask or choose from to play music. So let's go to the right.
Apple Music, link.
There's Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, link. Books, link. Castro, link. Downcast, link. iCulture, link.
Those are the apps that are installed on my phone or my device for this example. And that is what you want to use. So in my case, I want to go ahead and use Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, link. Apple Music, link.
That one I wanted to choose as my preferred app to play any types of music when I ask for a band. So when you ask, when you tell him or her that you want to play Zymox, and then you say, what do you want to use? You can say Apple Music, Spotify, or you can go to this screen and tap what you want to use.
Apple Music.
Zymox now playing on Apple Music.
And then voila. So that is set. Now, next time you ask Siri to do something, another band, for example, play Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath now playing on Apple Music.
Yes, that's quite a big difference in change in genre, isn't it? Anyway, you see that now it knows what my preferred decision, what I want to listen to the music on. And so it automatically went to Apple Music. I'll explain how to reset that if you want to change it. And yes, you can do this to podcasts as well. So if you ask to play AppleBiz Podcast, for example, it's going to ask you what you want to play it on. Now, again, you can just say Overcast, Downcast, Apple Music, whatever you want to play that particular podcast. Now, obviously, the AppleBiz Podcast has to be on an app that is able to retrieve it. So in this case, I would say Overcast. Now, if you want to see the list, as I've done it before, you just tap the screen and it'll show you the set of apps that you can choose as your preferred app to play podcasts. Now, to clarify everything, all this up, what is this preferred app stuff? All right, so essentially right now, Mail and web browsers, you can select by default. That means anytime you hit a link, whatever not, it'll automatically open up to the web browser of your choice. So right now it's default to Safari. You can have Google Chrome, for example, or Edge, and you want to use those as default. Now, this is where it gets kind of confusing. Apple just kind of went halfway with this. It's not making a default music app or the default podcast. It only will just say, what is your preferred choice to listen to things when you're asking Siri? Yes, I know that's really confusing. Why doesn't Apple just make just things more default? You can just do it. Nope, they don't do that. At this time, it is not. So anytime you use Siri from now on, it knows your preference. And that's why it's called preferred app. Now, I promise you as a bonus, how do you reset that? So I want to change that. I've already set the preferred app. I want to change that. I don't want Overcast anymore. I want Downcast. I don't want Apple Music. I want Spotify. If you already made those choices, easy. Let's head on over to Settings.
Settings. Double tap to open.
And let's do one finger double tap to open.
Settings.
We're going to swipe to the right until you get to Siri and search button.
Siri and search button.
Once you find that, go ahead and do a one-finger double tap open.
Ask Siri. Heading.
And now let's swipe to the right until you get to Siri and dictation history button.
Siri and dictation history button.
Uh-huh. That's where we want to go. Double tap that.
Delete Siri and dictation history button.
And you hear that's a button. I want to go ahead and delete it. Now, word of caution, it is doing exactly that. It's just eliminating all the dictation history and such. So that is kind of a catch-22. If you want to keep that information, you should not do this. Otherwise, if you are okay with this, we'll go do a one-finger double tap.
Select delete Siri and dictation history. Siri and dictation interactions currently associated with this iPhone will be deleted from Apple servers. Delete Siri and dictation history button.
And I'm just swiping to the right. I'm ready to do it. Double tap it.
Siri and dictation hit alert. Your request was received. Your Siri and dictation history will be deleted. Dismiss button.
And dismiss.
Siri and dictation history button.
Now, I've noticed that it may take some time to do it. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Other times it takes a few minutes, a little bit before it actually deletes it. It must be on a server side. And so sometimes it takes a while. So be patient. But once it goes through, then when you ask for a song or a podcast, it's going to go through the steps that we just showed you in this podcast. So that sums up in how to change your preferred music app using Siri in iOS. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.